Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Time to take you a little higher. The Relatives are a gospel group that formed in Dallas back in 1970, led by the Reverend Gene West and his brother, the Reverend Tommy West. Over the next 10 years, they performed their funky brand of spiritual music around the regional gospel circuit. They released a few singles, too, like this one called Evil World. The Relatives called it quits in 1980, but a recent compilation of those old singles sparked new interest in their music, which is perfect for the church, or, as we'll hear later, for much more secular places. Now, more than 40 years after they originally formed, the Relatives are back, and they've released their first official album, called The Electric Word. It was produced by Jim Eno of the band Spoon, and the Relatives joined us about a week ago to perform songs from it in the Green Space, our ground floor performance venue. Here's Let Your Light Shine on Soundcheck.
Let it shine. That is The Relatives, live on Soundcheck in a special video webcast from the Green Space, our ground floor performance venue. And let your light shine, and let me introduce you to The Relatives. I'm standing next to Reverend Tommy West.
Yes.
Did you just say, take me to the bridge? Was that what I heard?
To the bridge.
So you, a little James Brown thing happening there.
That's it.
Next to Tommy is Tyrone Edwards. Tyrone Edwards. You'll know Tyrone's voice when he hits that high falsetto. Tony Corbett at center stage.
Yes.
Reverend Gene West next to him in the neat shades. Ernest Tarkington behind the congas, also providing vocals. And our back line, our second line, consists of Zach Ernst on guitar, Scott Nelson on bass, Matt Stramiska on drums. They are The Relatives. Ernest, let me start with you over there on the other side of the stage. Before we started today, you were telling me that Let Your Light Shine is an older song and actually has an older name, right?
Yes. When we first started, we called the song Walking On It.
Walking On It. So you've rechristened the song.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Tommy, this is a band that formed in 1970. Over
exactly.
40 years ago.
Yes.
And here you are releasing your first full-length record.
How about that?
It's pretty amazing.
Oh, yes.
Were you expecting this, or was this like a bolt from the blue when people started coming to you and, you know, sort of expressing interest in what you guys
had done? I wasn't expecting this. This was a bolt from the blue. It really was. It's a godsend, actually, because I had sort of put it behind me. I went into other fields of ministry, pastoring the church, and I kind of just put this behind us. And my brother gave me a call and said he received a call, and he told me the whole situation. I said, yeah, okay, all right. You know, but it came to pass. It came across.
And when he said, I got the call, he didn't mean that call. He meant like a literal phone call.
Literal phone call, yes, from our manager, Newell.
Right. Now, Gene.
Yes, sir.
So you've already mentioned your manager who ran the label Heavy Light, they were the ones who put out that initial set of that compilation of you guys had done a couple of singles in the 1970s.
True.
So this was a very kind of modest thing at the beginning.
Yes, sir.
What was the intent? Did you have it in the back of your mind that if we could just get this sound out there, I know the kids are going to like it?
At different times, it would run across my mind, but it would just run across it.
It wouldn't stay.
No.
Yes. So now you finally have this new recording, and it's produced by Jim Eno from the Austin rock band Spoon.
Right.
Very sought-after indie rock producer. What was he like to work with? Did it sort of push the sound maybe in a little bit of a different direction from what it had been in the 70s?
He didn't try to change anything. He just let us go. He wanted us to bring out that 70s sound.
Right.
So, and he felt that we had it, so.
Now, how did that 70s sound start? Because you guys, you know, you come out of the gospel tradition, but you were, you know, Tommy, it seemed like you guys were clearly listening to other stuff that was
exactly.
happening.
Yes.
Yeah, we was listening to James Brown, Marvin Gaye, different, you know, rock bands, mm-hmm. Eagles.
Really?
Yeah, Beach Boys.
Little Sly in the Family Stone.
Sly. Oh, yeah, all means Sly. Yeah, and Sam and Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sort of, at the time, we were a little ahead of our time. Churches wasn't ready for this, you know. we pursued it anyway, this style. We loved it, and we liked it, and we wanted to do something different. And we wanted to reach not just the church community. We wanted to reach the world.
Right.
So we did this, and we sung it several times in some churches. And the young people, they loved it. But the older people, they just sit there and just dumb their head, just kind of shook their head, you know. But it was all right.
Mm-hmm. Gene, can you introduce this next song? It's called What's Wrong with America. It's on this new record, but this is another older song, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. This is a song that we got together on one day in my mother's dining room. Tommy told me, it's something I want you to hear. And we went back and remembered some things that we had went through with. It would take me too long to tell it, but we remembered some of the things that we had went through with in Louisiana.
In Louisiana.
So Thomas said, let's listen to this. So he kind of went over the song, kind of, you know, or with me, and it was pieces. And I said, wait a minute, let's put this here. And let's
so it's been updated a
like
bit.
That, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's how we come up with it, and mm-hmm. we begin to like it.
Well, let's hear it. It's a live performance by The Relatives, live on stage at the Green Space on Soundcheck. The song is called What's Wrong with America.
Oh,
The Relatives performing on Soundcheck. What's Wrong with America? An old song, a new version, from the band's new album, The Electric Word. It's their debut release after 40-plus years of being a band. We'll hear more from The Relatives in a moment, and remember, you can watch video of this performance. It's already been archived on our site. Just go to soundcheck.org. If you're enjoying this Green Space performance, we want you there in person for our next Soundcheck taping. On January 31st, I'll talk with the bad boy chef Eddie Wong about his new memoir, Fresh Off the Boat, a chronicle of his life as the son of Taiwanese immigrants. And Eddie is bringing along one of his favorite artists, the rapper Heems of the late great New York hip-hop group Das Racist. A conversation with Eddie Huang and a performance by Heems on January 31st at 2 p.m. in the Green Space. For tickets, go to wnyc.org/thegreenspace. This is Soundcheck. More now from a recent performance in the Green Space by The Relatives. During the 70s, they blended funk and soul with gospel and made a name for themselves on the Dallas gospel circuit. Now, 40 years after they formed, the Relatives have released their first full-length album called The Electric Word, with a lineup that includes the two founding members, Reverends Gene West and Tommy West, plus longtime singer and percussionist Ernest Tarkington. You can watch the full video of this performance on soundcheck.org. But for now, sit back and enjoy this performance of the song Your Love Is Real. It's The Relatives on Soundcheck.
It means more to me, more.
than this whole world could offer is your love for me.
Yes, The Relatives, once again live on Soundcheck in this special video webcast from our ground floor studio, The Green Space. Your love is real. The album's called The Electric Word. It is 40-odd years later, the first full-length release from The Relatives. And Gene, let me ask you an obvious question. I'm going to ask it anyway. The name of the band, The Relatives, how did that name come about?
My sister... We were trying to find a name for the group, and my sister, next to the baby sister, Gladys Simmons, let me give her a plug. Amen.
Does she have a new record, too?
She was a part of, she actually named the group.
Okay.
And she claims that, too. Mm-hmm. She said, I name it.
Now, how many Wests are there? I mean, there's you and Tommy, you've mentioned one sister. How many more are there?
Oh, in our immediate family, it was 8 of us.
Okay.
But it's 4 and 2 left, 2 boys and mm-hmm. 4 girls. Yeah. Help me count.
And Ernest, are you somehow related to the West family as well?
By the love of Christ, I'm related. I met Reverend West when I was a little boy.
Little boy.
And I traveled and done some work with him. He's been working with me, and he's a great inspiration to me and my family, and I became a part of him. And so to me, I was just like part of the family.
Right. You see what he did there? You see how clever he was at sort of inserting the idea that he might be a lot younger than you and Tommy? The band is The Relatives. So, Tommy, your family, the West family,
yes.
they're pretty well known in Dallas gospel circles, right?
Yeah, they're pretty well known. My whole family, either singers, ministers, prophets, missionaries, they have something to do with the body of Christ, the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So when you said before, I mean, I had mentioned how the band was formed 40 years ago. I should not have implied that for 40 years you've just been a band, because you actually, Tommy, around 1980, sort of stopped with the band to sort of pursue the ministry, right?
Exactly, exactly. And actually, I didn't exactly go right into the ministry in 1980. I did other things. I sung with gospel groups mm-hmm. that I formed on my own, and we did some traveling on the road a little bit, you know. And then we come off the road, and then I opened up a nightclub, and we did some things like that.
Really?
And I sung in my nightclub. And then I come out of that and went back to the gospel group, and then the Relatives came along.
So once you'd like built up enough sins in the nightclub, you went back to the church figure out how to take care of all
like
that stuff.
Yeah.
He hadn't got converted yet.
And Gene, you have a ministry as well, right?
Yes, yes.
Is it in Dallas?
Yes, sir. Yes, God's Anointed Community Church, 1807 Gallica, on the corner of Gallica and Via B, Dallas, Texas. Yes, sir.
Once you give a guy a chance to plug, he just starts plugging away.
Yes,
we're speaking with and listening to The Relatives. How much fun is it, Tommy, to look out at your audience these days and see like all these, you know, younger people who many of them weren't even born when you guys were first singing?
It's electrifying. It really is. It's awesome. It's really awesome. I get a charge. I get energy when I look out and they're clapping, they're jumping. And they are, you know, enjoying the music. I really get a charge from that. It's really exciting.
Well, there's a full-length record finally from The Relatives called The Electric Word. You guys want to do another song
sure
for us
do.
Here in the green space? We Need Love is the name of it. The Relatives, live on Soundcheck.
that keep our homes together. Each and every day, we need love.
We need love.
Gotta have more love.
We need more love.
We need love. Yeah.
We need love.
Gotta have more love.
We need more love.
Well. All right.
That's music from The Relatives, the psychedelic gospel group from Dallas, Texas. The song's called We Need Love. And you can watch video of the full performance or listen to the podcast on soundcheck.org. Tomorrow, if you've ever been in a relationship that seemed to be going great until your date started talking about music, well, you've hit a musical red light. We'll hear about the CD collections, the wall posters, the concert tickets that have made your romantic life a little more complicated when our regular guest Faith Saley joins us. Plus, musicians Sean Lennon and Greg Saunier of the band Deerhoof bring their new project Mystical Weapons to our studio for a performance. That does it for today's show. Join us again right here at 9 tomorrow. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.